Ви з SBS українською.
Репортаж BBC Пітер Росс від 8 квітня 2022 року.
Hello from the BBC. I'm Pete Ross with an update on the war in Ukraine. A rocket strike on a railway station packed with civilians escaping the fighting in eastern Ukraine has killed dozens of people. The BBC's John Inwood is there.
These are the sounds of the immediate aftermath of the attack. A woman can be heard shouting that there are children among the dead. The images are horrific.
The mayor of Kramatorsk, where the suspected Russian attack took place, said 4,000 people were at the station at the time, mostly women, children and the elderly. Kramatorsk is in Ukraine's Donetsk region and one of the easternmost stations for civilians trying to flee an expected push by Russian forces. Reports say the local mayor had been urging women and children to leave ahead of an expected renewed Russian offensive. One eyewitness, Nate Mook, spoke to the BBC.
The impact on the station was definitely quite large. There was remains of one rocket. I don't know whether it was exploded or unexploded that was outside in the parking lot out front. Windows in the train station were shattered. Cars had been burnt and the emergency crews that were there on the ground very quickly, they put out fires and they were tending to people that were injured and certainly people that had been killed.
Ukraine said an Iskander rocket with cluster munitions, which are banned under international law, was used in the attack. Russia responded saying it didn't use those types of missiles and suggested it was a Ukrainian missile. Ukraine's President Zelensky described the attack as evil with no limits. He's speaking here through an interpreter.
There are witnesses, there are videos, there are remnants of the missiles and dead people. About 30 killed and 300 wounded as of this moment just there. Again, this is just a rank and file railway terminal, just an ordinary town in the east of Ukraine. This is how Russia came to protect the Donbas, how they view the protection of the Russian-speaking population.
Meanwhile, in northern Ukraine, officials continue to count the civilian dead after Russian forces have withdrawn from the area. 26 people are now known to have been killed in the town of Borodyanka, near Kyiv. President Zelensky says he expected the final death toll to be much higher than that seen in the nearby town of Bucha, where bodies were strewn around streets. Elsewhere, 12 people died near the city of Cherniv, where the BBC has found evidence that Russian forces held more than 100 Ukrainians captive for weeks in the basement of a school. Conditions were so cramped that some captives had to sleep standing up. Mykola Klimchuk, who's 60, was one of them.
I had only half a meter of space. I was sleeping standing up. I tied myself with my scarf to the railing here so I didn't fall over. I spent 25 nights in this position. The main thing I thought was, I have to survive for my daughter and granddaughters. Sometimes Russian soldiers took people outside and used them as human shields.
Elsewhere in Ukraine, the governor of the Sumy region in the northeast of the country says the Ukrainian military has regained full control of the area. The city, which is close to the Russian border, was the scene of heavy bombardment and fighting early in the invasion. Meanwhile, Romeo Dallaire is the UN general who led the peacekeeping mission in Rwanda before and during the genocide. He says Ukraine is another international failure.
28 years after the start of a genocide, we are demonstrating the same self-interest motivated international community when it comes to massive abuses of human rights of people.
Earlier, US President Joe Biden vowed to increase the pressure on Russia, praising Russia's expulsion from the UN's Human Rights Council. He said the US will gather evidence to hold Russia accountable. The United Nations says the war in Ukraine has pushed food prices to their highest level since records began 60 years ago. The UN food price index has risen by more than 12%. Russia and Ukraine are both major exporters of wheat, corn, barley and sunflower oil. And finally, the British rock group Pink Floyd have released a new song to raise money for humanitarian relief in Ukraine. Hey Hey, Rise Up features vocals from the Ukrainian singer Andriy Kulvinyuk. who cut short an international tour to join Ukraine's territorial defence force. Pink Floyd's lead singer is Dave Gilmour.
Andrei Kluvnik has quit his American tour and gone back home to fight for his home country. I've spoken to him from his hospital bed, strangely, where he had a pretty minor injury from a mortar. So he's right there, on the front line.
Those are the latest developments on day 44 of Russia's invasion. I'm Pete Ross at the BBC.
Хочете почути більше подібних історій? Слухайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify або будь-якому іншому місці.